Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 32. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus, where were you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jeff was going through a really difficult time in life. His grandmother was so sick, he could see how worried his parents were. They said things like, "Grandma may be with us only a little bit longer." Jeff felt a knot in his stomach. It hurt. He began to think, "Jesus, where are you? Why don't you make my grandma feel better?" In today's devotion, some very good friends of Jesus were asking the same question. Lazarus was sick. His sisters, Mary and Martha, sent for Jesus. But Jesus didn't come right away. Lazarus died. 4 days later, Jesus showed up. But it was too late. "Jesus, where were you? If you had been here, our brother would not have died." Like Jeff, they were hurting. But Jesus has something amazing to show us to help us when we are hurting. "Lazarus, come out." And with those words, Jesus brought life to Lazarus, who came right out of his tomb. Had Jesus abandoned them in their time of need? No. He had not ignored their cries for help. He had given that appearance, but only so he could bring a greater blessing. He showed them that he is the Lord of life and death. He showed his power over death. Just a short while later, he'd do it in a final and triumphant way. After laying down his own life to pay for the world's sin, he took it back up again 3 days later to declare that sin and death no longer have the final say. He did it so that you and Jeff can repeat his beautiful, powerful, and comforting words anytime we face death. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Jesus, where were you? Jesus answers, "I am with you always." We ask for help in prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to always trust in you, even when it seems you aren't around. Remind us that you have given us eternal life and will bless us in your own way and time. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.